throughout the Gaza Strip for a year in the catchment area of every hospital where an international has been present. Children are getting shot in the head on a regular, if not daily basis. That's not believable, that that's an accident. That's clearly deliberate on the people, on the part of the people who are doing the shooting. And it seems quite obvious that it's just being tolerated by the Israeli military. And they have no incentive to stop it and no reason to, because the U.S. won't force them to. Well, now you have some very unusual psychological phenomenon kind of rearing up now. The most shocking one is suicidality among children. And I'm not talking about 17-year-olds. I'm talking about 5-year-olds. Children who regularly say they wish they were dead, who wish they had died with their families, who wish they could see, this is not a common scenario. I've worked in Ukraine. I've worked in Zimbabwe. I've worked in Haiti. I have never encountered a child, a toddler who said they wanted to die. That's very, very uncommon. And this is seen universally throughout Gaza. Every medical team that goes there sees this. Human beings have a limit. They do. And what's going on in Gaza is even before October 7th was well beyond that limit. That's honestly one of the things that really motivates a lot of people to try and stop this insanity and this carnage when they come back, because you honestly just can't forget about it. It's impossible. You know, like I said, I've worked in Ukraine, I've worked in Zimbabwe, I've worked in Haiti. I was there at the Boston Marathon bombing. You know, these are also not forgettable places or forgettable moments. But Gaza is an entirely different thing. You get the sense when you're in Gaza that it is kind of a prelude to the end of humanity in a lot of ways. It's really terrifying. I don't have children, but if I did, I can only imagine the drive and the need that one would have to stop this kind of insanity from spreading to the rest of the world, or even just 1 inch outside of Gaza.